So we're going further to this case of Paradigma. So the thing is like this. Let me just figure this out. There we go. So the question is so we have a machlokas. Okay, let me just quickly catch you up. Very, very, very briefly. Machlokas is shchita is an entire process of cutting two pipes. The question is the entire thing called shchita? Shchita is like a quantitative process which begins at the very beginning and continues all the way until you get majority. Or do you say shchita is a qualitative where it's only defined the shchita on itself? The very last step. It's a qualitative idea of severing the semen. It's only the very last moment which has the shem shchita. And everything else is just like prep. Okay, so the way the Gemara says it is Yashna Shchita Mitzchila V'Atzof. Is the whole thing called Shchita? Or in a Shchita of itself? Only the very end is called Shchita. Okay. So now the Gemara is going to, let's go further than Gemara. So it says like this. Mesiv Rebbe Zera. So Zera is the first one in line halfway down Chavtasim Mesiv. Kol Ha'asukim Bepara Mitzchila V'Atzof. So everyone who's involved in Parah Aduma, from the beginning to the end, the whole process of Paraduma, Metamen Begadim. Okay, is become their Begadim become Tame. Upolson also be Malacha Acheras. And they apostle that if they do a different Malacha, if they do something else at the same time, so the Halacha is you have to only do Malacha that one, Malacha at a time. Fine. Forget about that. That's not relevant for us. So it says, Iruva Psil Bishlitasa. So the Halacha is your Begadim become Tame. And he was involved in the Paraduma, so there we go, the Mikam Tame. Okay, there we go, the Mikam Tame. The entire process. So now it says like this, Irba Psil B'Shchitasa, let's say the Shchita becomes Pasul in the middle. Okay, there's something wrong about the Shchita. Bein Kodim Psula, Bein La'achar Psula, Inim Tame Begadim. Whether you were involved with the Shchita before the Psul, or after the Psul, there's no Tumas Begadim. Okay. Behaza Asa, but if you have a Psul in the Hazah, the sprinkling of the Paradigma, Kodem Psula, if you're involved before the Psul, Matam Begadim, Yatam Begadim, Ma'ach, Psul, and Matam Begadim. After the Psul, you're not Tam Begadim. So let's see Shemashis. Again, Bishchitasa. Okay, Rashi Shitasa, Kodemishnas Navla. Okay, so it becomes a Nevela. Ainam Matam Begadim, Shein Kanavoda. Okay, so if it turns out there's a psul in the shchita, so it turns out it's not really a shchita. So whether you were involved with the paraduma before the psul emerged, or you're involved with it after the psul emerged, either way, it turns out you may have thought it was going to be shchita, but it wasn't shchita because it's a psul. So therefore, you're not going to be talking about them. V'im asa afara usarva v'lo nagaba o afilo nagaba b'shidei kliyetz. So it's not paraduma, so it's going to be a nevela. So the nevela is tame in its own right, but you're not going to become tame for being involved in the paraduma, because since there's a psul in the shchita, so it really turns out it's not really paraduma, right? So the tuma comes being osig with the paraduma. So if the shchita becomes pasul halfway through it, it turns out it's not really Shchita Paraduma, and then the whole thing is there's no Tuma. But so then, but after you shachta, you take the blood, you sprinkle it on the by the zara, by the pesach haleichal. So kodem still in time begadim is asik biparu. If you are involved with the paraduma before the psul emerges, then you become tame, you're begadim, because you were involved in the para. It's already a good paraduma because you already did the shchita. Okay, so he's saying it like this, that if there's a mess up in the shchita, it turns out it's not really paraduma altogether. Okay, if it's not really paraduma altogether, then the guy who's involved with it is begadim don't become tame, because you only become tame if you're involved in paraduma. Turns out, once there's a psul, there really was no paraduma. Psul in the shchita. Because now you never did the shchita properly. It became a nevela. That's not a paraduma. Paraduma has to be kosher, not psul. But if you did shchita properly, so now it is a paraduma. Then when you're sprinkling the blood, you end up doing a psul in the middle of sprinkling the blood. So then, even if the psul, so after the psul, it's already possible. But that which happens, the person who's involved before the psul, so his begadah marathami. You don't say that a psul in the hazah, in the sprinkling, retroactively, so to speak, renders it as if there was never a paradim in the first place. As long as the shechita was good, it was defined as the shechita paradumma, and then the begadah become tame. Until it's, as long as it's still kosher, you begadah become tame. But again, the point for us now is not the hazah, but it's the shechita. So the thing is, if you're doing the shechita, the guy who's doing the shechita, so even though at the moment that you're doing the shechita, it's a fine paraduma, and it's shechita, but you don't say, if it becomes possible before the shechita is complete, so then basically you say, it turns out it was never really paraduma, and then you're begadah marathami. Okay? That's the fact which the Gemara is going to go on. And you see, it's going to have something to do with the Yeshua Shetan Tchilat Tzof now. Okay, let's see the Gemara's Kasha, and then we'll discuss a little bit. So it says, V'i Amras Yeshua Shetan Tchilat Tzof. And if you want to tell me that really, right, there's Shchita from the beginning till the end, the whole thing is Shchita, Lifnu Gnam Shchitasa. You should differentiate within the Shchita itself. Yeruba Psul B'Shchita. If you give a psul in the shechita, kodem psulam tamah begat, then the person who touched it, who was doing, working with it, before it became possible, it began to become tamah. Because it was shechita, the whole thing is shechita. So when he was doing it, it was shechita. La'achar psula, but someone who touches it or is working with it after the psul, ain't tamah begat. Right? It's not tamah begat. In other words, if you tell me that the shame shechita only emerges with itself at the end, so then, until you get to the end, it's not shechita. So I'm not involved in para aduma because it's not shechita yet. I'm just involved in like prior steps. But the shechita is only the moment that I get 51%. But prior to that, it wasn't shechita. So therefore, of course, there's no tumas begadim. Tumas begadim comes from doing the shechita or doing one of the avodas of the para aduma. But it wasn't the shechita. I didn't do the shechita of the para aduma because there was never shechita. Turns out, I am shechita of the self and he never got to the self. But if you say Yesh Shchita Tchila Ve'ad Sof, the Shchita is a continuous process the entire time, so it's if the psil emerges, let's say at 49%, so fine. But the first 49% was Shchita. And the first 49% was Shchita. So I was involved with doing Shchita of the Paraduma. So who cares that it becomes possible afterwards? I understand that afterwards I can't become Tamei Begadim because now it's possible, it's not really Paraduma anymore. But until that point, it was Shchita. So I was involved in Shchitas Paraduma. So therefore, why don't you say, I should be Tamei Begadim? There's this type of Tuma. Tuma's Nevela. Nevela is Tamei, not Paraduma is Tamei. But Nevela is only Tamei if you, like, touch it. So let's say it says you touch it with some sort of Kli Eitz or some indirect way. So in terms of Tuma's Nevela, you now become Tamei, but it's still considered involved with the Paraduma. So if you're involved with the Paraduma, while the shechita is going on in the first half of the shechita, so then it's not going to be coming, it's not nevela. Well, at that point, it's not even nevela at that point. So, but at that point, why don't you say, well, yeah, let's forget about that even. Because at that point, before the psul comes about, so why don't you say, look, I'm involved in shechita's paraduma. And the halacha is anyone who's involved in the usig with the paraduma is tamei begadim. So I am involved in the paraduma. So why do you say I'm probably on the tummy? If you say in the shechita itself, so it turns out it never really was a shechita. Never became a shechita. The beginning isn't shechita, it's only the end. But now you're telling me if you're the shechita itself, so then the whole thing is one long process of shechita. So I was involved in shechita's paraduma. So why don't you say, I've begun to become tummy? Right? So the more answers, and this is what Rafi is thinking about. It says, Marav, an eskalkal ashechita kamras. You're asking a question for when the shechita becomes possible, comes right. Messed up. Shiny awesome. The glowy milsalam afreya, the lav shechita yiklal. Because retroactively, it turns out that was never shechita. So you thought you were doing shechita.
Right.
And insofar as it is realized, you finished the shechita, the entire thing was shechita. But if you never quite get there to the 51% mark, so then it turns out that Lamafraya, it really wasn't Shechita. So you thought it was Shechita, but it wasn't. Rashi. The lav shedin klal. Rashi sharei sofa hochiach, because the end indicates that it never was shechita. Aval echad nigmarah shechita mamish. But if you actually complete the shechita, emelacha de kulo kariyah shechita mitzchilat sof. I'll tell you the whole thing. It's called shechita from the beginning until the end. Right? So the saying is, that's not a kasha. Right? That's not a kasha. Right? So we have Avim Maskana here. We have Avim Maskana here. Right? So, right, Rafi, that's kind of what you're saying, right? So Avim Maskana about if you say, Yeshno Shchita and Tchila by itself, right? The whole thing is called Shchita.
Yep.
What will you say in the case here where the Shchita becomes puzzle before you get to 51? Do you say that that's defined as by Shechita and it should be Matam Gadim? Or do you say, no, it's not Shechita. And it's not Matam because the Mafreya, it turns out it was never Shechita. If Ein Shechita was self, obviously it's not Shechita because he never had a self. But if Yeshua Shechita was self, apparently there's two ways to understand the idea of Yeshua Shechita and Tchila itself. One of which will lend you to say that even if it becomes possible, you're involved in Shechita. The other one's going to say, no, turns out it never was Shechita. Right? Pretty simple. The facts here are pretty simple today. In a nutshell, just to summarize the facts and forgetting all the complications. If you say Yeshua Shechita Mitzchila itself, means the entire thing is Shechita, does that even mean if it becomes possible before you get to 51%, still the 43% that you were doing is Shechita? Or does it just mean if after the fact, when you get to 51, so then the entire thing was Shechita. But if you never get to 51, still emerges, then it turns out really not was Shechita. Something like this. There's two ways to define the Shechita here. You could say Shechita is really Chaticha Simana. Okay? Shechita means cutting the flesh of the Simanim. And that process of cutting the flesh of the Simanim is a quantitative process. I cut a little bit, I cut a little bit more, cut a little bit more, keep going. And when I reach a certain quantity of Chaticha Simanim, it works. It's Machshir the Basar. Okay? It's kosher. And the meat is kosher. But what is Shechita? It's the Maisa of Chaticha Simana, okay? Which is a quantitative Maisa. It lends itself to variation of degree. Cut a little bit, cut a little more, a little bit more. I could cut lots of different, there's a whole range of quantities of which I can be involved in that Maisa. Now it's true, it's only when I reach the proper quantity do you say Hechsher Basar comes about. But why is Yeshua Shechita Mitzchila? Because Shechita means cutting flesh of the Simanim. So every little ounce or whatever that you're cutting, inch that you're cutting, millimeter you're cutting, is the Maisa Shechita. Mitzchila Ve'atzof. Okay, Mitzchila Ve'atzof. And if that's the case, then I'm involved in doing a Shechita's Paraduma. So it's true, at the end of the day, it turns out it never finishes. And I never result in Hechsher Paraduma. But I was involved in Shechita's Paraduma because Shechita means cutting Simanim. That's what Shechita is, cutting Simanim. And I was cutting Simanim. I was cutting the first little bit, the second little bit, the third, whatever. Okay, you with me so far? The other way of looking at it is no. Okay? And this is subtle. But Shechita means cutting a majority of the Simanim. Cutting a significant quantity of Simanim. The Maisa, the definition of the Maisa is cutting a certain quantity of the Simanim. Cutting 51% of the Simanim. Okay? That's the definition. What's the Maisa Shechita? It's not just cutting Simanim. And when you reach that quantity, the Hechsher emerges. Shechita is the action of cutting 51% of the Simanim. Okay? Now, 51% builds on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and therefore it's Yeshua Shechita itself, because you can't have 51% without the first 50%, right? But the action is an action of cutting 51% of simanim. And therefore, if I never quite get to that point, I haven't cut 51% of simanim. I didn't do it halfway, I didn't do the action. The action is cutting 51%, cutting a significant quantity, a quantity of 51% of simanim. So if I get all the way, so then I'll say the whole thing is cutting the 51%. But if I don't get all the way, then I did an action of cutting 49% of simanim. That's not shechita. Shechita has a quantity to it. But the definition of the action is cutting 51% of the simanim. As opposed to the havamina, shechita is cutting simanim. And the quantity is merely when the hechsher emerges. But I'm involved in shechita, every millimeter of flesh that I'm involved in is a mice of shechita, is cutting flesh. Okay, but again, the second way, the maskana, and I'm going to contrast this to in all of itself, the maskana is no. Shechita is an action of cutting 51% of this amount, of cutting a quantity. So if you never get to that quantity, that you weren't doing the action of shechita. You weren't cutting a significant 51% of simanim. You were cutting 38% of the simanim. But this is in contrast to Enos Elvasov, learns that shechita is a maisa of severing that, of severing the simen. It's a qualitative action of severing the simen. And if it's a qualitative action, then it's only when you get to the rov that is defined, it's only the rov which is defined as severing. This way is not looking at it as severing. It's the cutting a quantity of 51%. It's the action of cutting 51% of the seven. That is the action, cutting 51% of the seven. So therefore, the entire thing is defined as a shechita, but only if you actually get there. If you never get there, so then you don't say, I was doing the maisa of cutting 51% of the seven, because the Gadol Sofrei, I wasn't. But if I do get there, then you'll say, I wasn't all the cutting 51% of the seven. And the entire, which part? The whole thing was involved in cutting 51% of the seven. But again, the Havamina was saying shechita is cutting simen, cutting the flesh of the simen, and the quantity is not part of the definition of the action. The quantity is just the shear at which hechsher emerges. If that's the case, then whether you get there or not is going to be relevant in terms of hechsher. But it's not going to be relevant or not in terms of whether I was doing the Maisa shechita. I was doing the Maisa shechita. Goal of the Svara, and I think it's just in general the goal of all Svaras, if you could, is not just, there's two kinds of Svaras you can give. One is like to clear a Hakira, to like, so to speak, two ways to think of Svaras, so to speak, to come up with Svaras. One is to like sit back and modeling the extreme form of it, is to think of different Hakiras you could have in the area. Maybe Chef Tagabra, how would that plan out? And then you kind of plug it in. Oh yeah, that would work it out. That would explain it, you know? And sometimes that's the way you figure out Svaras. I mean, but it's like somewhat like you're guessing a Svara and then seeing how it affects it. What would happen if it were a din in the Maisa? What would happen if it was a din in the this? What would happen, you know? It's almost like where you're not really, the Svara doesn't really emerge directly from the problem. It's more like you get into a considering different possibilities mode and seeing how they pan out. And so it's almost like you're guessing and seeing if it works. As opposed to where you're like letting the feeling out the facts and trying to like define the facts themselves, not just coming up with an idea which then works to explain it, you know? So what I'm hoping this is doing, and I think it is like getting in touch with that idea, when will we say Glenel Safrey that it's nothing? And the other way of looking at it, that it's I'm involved in the thing the whole time. So I think if you say that I'm involved in it real time the whole time, you're saying shechita is cutting flesh. So I am cutting flesh. I mean, I'm not cutting flesh. I am cutting flesh the whole time. Now, it never is kosher. Okay, fine. So I never reached the point of hechsher. But what's the action of shechita is cutting flesh? So then you look at it real time. That's what shechita is. Why? Who cares what I never got to then? But shechita is cutting the flesh, and I am cutting the flesh. The quantitative process of cutting an amount, and when I get to the quantity is just relevant in terms of hechsher, but the action is the action of cutting, and I am cutting. But the way you're looking at it's my fray that I never did shechita means you're looking at shechita as cutting 51% of flesh. And if you look at if the quantity is not just what is necessary to recreate the result, but the quantity is part of the very definition of the action, cutting 51%, then if I never quite get there, then I'm not doing that action. I was trying to, I was hoping to, but I never really did that action. You know what I mean? So if you look at the definition of the thing based upon, if the quantity is part of the definition, then if you never reach there, then it's a godel safra, it's nothing. But if you look at the quantity as like a super added thing, which is necessary for action, but the action is just the cutting, so then action is just the cutting. So I did the cutting. So at every point I'm involved in the thing. In contradistinction to the other idea, which is it's a quality of severing. That's a totally different idea. That's not quantity. Both of these are quantity. It's a quantity of cutting the flesh, 51%, as opposed to the quality of severing, which happens to emerge at 51%, but it's just the final stage which creates that quality. That's a totally different idea. Okay, so think it over. I'd like to do next is further than the Gemara, but it's going to get into a whole different sugya. Could you have two people shechting an animal?
Yeah.
It's on this page, yeah. It's the next case in this Gemara. It goes right on the Chavtasim base. And it references the Gemara a little bit on Chavtasim and Aleph. It's a little bit of a help. Brings this up. But basically, the question is, could you have two shochtim shechting one simon? One animal? And also, could you have one person using a long knife and shechting two animals simultaneously?
Whoa.
By kachem. By Chulin, it seems these are both okay, but it seems to be as machlokes by Kachem. So I don't really have great ideas here, but I mean, we'll struggle to grapple with the problem a little bit and see what we come up with. You know, some approaches, but it's interesting. Very interesting.